we nicked at the truck.
Yeah, you knew what I was doing, yeah. Yep. Psalm 101. I'm going to preach tonight on the heart and the home. Psalm 101, I'm going to read these 8 verses. You follow, please. I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will I not suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord. Father in heaven, I pray that you will help us to take to heart and understand this psalm of David and how it applies to us. We are not the king he was. When he speaks some of these matters, it is in reference to his kingdom and to his palace that he lives in. Lord, we do not rule a kingdom, but we do have a home that we live in, a house. And we have a sphere of influence that we are responsible for. So I pray you'd help us to take from this psalm what we need so that we can be the better as a believer. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. We all would want the best for our home. I cannot imagine anyone standing up and saying they want something that wasn't for the good of their home. I can't imagine an individual here in our group tonight that would purposely do something that they know would hurt or harm their home. There are times where we may do something in ignorance and not realize that it was hurtful. But I do not believe anyone here tonight would knowingly, purposely do something that would be hurtful to their home. The home is protected by what? ADT, they protect homes. Okay. What's that other one now that you don't need them to come in and run wires everywhere? You can put it on your own windows and doors. Life something, huh?
Safe Light.
Safe Light, thank you. And, you know, there's different companies that make protection systems, but that's not what we're talking about. You know that. I'm not here to sell you some kind of a home security device, but I am here to sell you on something that is home security. You say, sell me on it? I was visiting a home let's say decades ago, okay? It could be 4 decades ago. And in the process of visiting and talking, I said to the folks, I said, you know, I used to be a salesman, and then told them what my product was. When I was done, one of them looked at me and said, what do you mean used to be? And I said, you're right. Only now the product I'm trying to sell you is more difficult. because this product is free. And the common saying is anything that's free can't be worth much. But this is a situation in which something that's free is worth more than anything you could ever pay for. The home is protected by the heart. The two cannot be separated. If you want to have the security of a home, you must have the heart right. If you want a right heart, you must have a right home. You can't. The two must go together. And verse 2 declares this. The end of verse 2. David said, I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. Perfect, not sinless. We know that. But perfect in the sense of complete and mature and dedicated and given to God. Look at verse 3 because it gives us the personal responsibility. It says, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. That's our responsibility. This is not something someone else can do. This is something we must do. You say, well, I'm just a kid living in the home. You're still responsible to not set wicked things before your eyes. But I can't control what goes on the TV, but you can control what you watch on the TV, on your computer, on your cell phone, on your tablet. We are responsible. What movies are we going to go to when we go to the theater? What's going to be selected? David said, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Now, we're all sadly aware of a time when he did that. It was not a wicked thing, but it was a wicked action in what he was looking at.
Right.
Naked woman. So whether it's a magazine, a television commercial, something on the laptop, you say, well, and Pastor alluded to it, depending on what website you go to and click on, they're going to have something fixed into that that you can't help what pops up. You can help if you're going to watch it.
That's right.
And then I would also remind you that there are several low-cost and some free programs that you can put on any device you have that will stop the significant majority of things you don't want to see from popping up and coming through on your computer, phone, laptop, whatever. We have a personal responsibility. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. You cannot help what might come. You can be driving down the highway and there's a billboard. Well, unless it's along a road that you travel every day to go to work, you're just traveling on the highway and there it is. You picked up a magazine at the doctor's office or the barber or beauty shop or wherever, and well, you're not going to pick them up today because COVID took them all away. But you know the idea. You remember when that would happen. And you're just going through, and bingo, there's a naked lady. You say, oh, I've never seen a naked lady. Well, if you define it by the way Bible defines nakedness, you have.
That's right.
You see, you think a stark naked, totally naked, as naked. You go and look at what the Bible says about naked, and you're going to find out that most of what walks down the streets of Cuba is naked. Now, I can't go, I mean, that's not my subject, okay? It sure sounds like it, doesn't it? I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. There's some things we can't help for what's there, but my stepfather used to say, he'd say, Roger, You can't help if a bird flies over your head, but you can keep them from building a nest in your head. Some of you look like you never heard that sort of thing before. You can't help what's there, but you can help not thinking on it, dwelling on it. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. That's my responsibility. Let me tell you a problem we have in the day in which we live. And that is the standards, the bar of morality and decency has been lowered and lowered and lowered to the extent that we have become too accustomed at seeing what 15 years ago, you wouldn't have seen it, okay? But today, it's common. It's ordinary. We don't think a thing about it being there. We ought to. We're supposed to be godly people. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. I hate the work of them that leave godliness. I hate the work of them that are going to turn away, turn aside from decency and righteousness. And he goes on and he says there, it shall not cleave me. I'm not going to let that stuff influence me. I'm not going to let that stuff stay with me. I'm going to turn away from that sort of thing. That's what we must do. If we want a home that's going to be secure, we must have a heart that is righteous. And let me tell you something, that takes work. Okay? You say, well, I'm young, yeah, and you're going to work on it all your life. I remember hearing a preacher say one time when he was dealing with this kind of stuff, he said, you know, fellas, it was a preacher's conference, and he said, you know, men, he said, I may be old, but I'm not blind. He said, I may be old, but I'm not dead. And so you're never going to have a time when you don't have to deal with these things.
That's right.
Now, obviously, the younger you are, more hormones are there, and it's going to be stronger. But don't think, oh, man, I can't wait until I get to be whatever the age you envision, okay? And it ain't going to change. It ain't going to change. And so I hate the work of them that turn aside, it shall not cleave to me. Now you see, he's talking about wanting to have a house that he said, I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. And if he's going to have the kind of heart that he wants to have, he says, I'm going to have to not set anything wicked before my eyes. I'm going to have to not let anything stick to me that's going to be harmful to me. And then I want you to notice the personal protection by right choices. We're looking at verse 4. A froward heart. Now, I don't want you to speak out, but how many of you know for sure what froward means? Okay. How many of you commonly, when you see the word froward, just sort of reverse it to forward? Okay. Nobody wants to admit it. You've heard pastor preach. A froward heart is not a forward heart. Now, I've always known that. And back when I first learned it, back before we started attending here, I knew that. But it's still always, when I read it, it would just sort of in my mind turn around to be forward. And that isn't what froward means. Now, what I did, I took a pen and I made a little asterisk at froward. And there's enough room at the end of that verse. I wrote the word perverse. Now, there may be some other words you could write in there that would be a synonym for froward. but perverse fits, okay, in the space that's there. And so that's why I used it. Amazing the detail of what goes into that, don't you, John? All right. A perverse heart shall depart from me. David wasn't going to let it be there. I will not know a wicked person. You see, he knew that wicked people would go together with perverseness. Now, what's a wicked person? I was quiet purposely long, so you could be thinking of what you think is a wicked person. I'm going to define it for our purposes tonight. A wicked person is a person who isn't seeking godly righteousness.
Amen.
And therein, it doesn't mean that everybody that you know that the Bible would define as a wicked person, would you necessarily define as a wicked person? Because we tend to think of a wicked person, an evil person, as the basest of creatures, the worst of individuals. You know, the kind that you would think, you know, would maybe molest children or get drunk every night or look at pornography all the time. Those are wicked, evil. And they are. But so are people that humanly, did you hear me? Humanly, we would consider to be good people. But you see, they're not setting the standards of their life according to the Word of God. And thereby, they would be considered wicked. I will not know a wicked person. Well, now, through my years of living, I have known people who were wicked people. Oh, did I fail? Am I disruptive to the scriptures? I've known wicked people. When it says here, I shall not know a wicked person, doesn't mean that you aren't aware of the guy at work, okay, the cousin of yours, okay, or the neighbor that would be able to be considered wicked as the Bible would define it, okay? It means that I'm not gonna know them. They're not gonna become a good buddy of mine. I'm not gonna have a close friendship.
That's right.
With this. That's what it means by no. I will not know a wicked person. And then look at verse 5. Whoso privily meaning privately or secretly, whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. I mean, I'm just not going to have anything to do with somebody that'll do that. Somebody whose character is so low that they will privately slander an individual, not to their face, not in front of them, but they'll do it behind their back. You want to have a righteous home, you want to have a righteous family, you can't do it by becoming friends with somebody who's going to privately slander other people. Well, I don't agree with them. You know, that's one of the problems that we have with stopping gossip within a church. One of the problems we have with stopping gossip in the church is not just the gossiper. What? It's the listener. If the gossip doesn't have anyone to listen to them, they won't have anyone to speak. What are you going to do? I know this isn't going to happen, and it would be difficult for me to do it as well. But you know, if when somebody who's a gossip, well, I never thought of them as a gossip. They just talk too much. Oh, okay. All right. If you know somebody that talks too much, when they come to you and start that kind of talking too much, you want to know how to stop it? Just put your hands up on your ears. And if a gossip, somebody who talks too much, if within a church, okay, we've got such an individual. Huh, you didn't think I was going to tame them, did you? Lady A. Oh, God, I hope we don't have anybody whose last name starts with an A. Oh, we do? Oh, my goodness. Lady XYZ. There you go. I'd have been safer with that. Lady XYZ. If every time she came to somebody, they just put their hands over their ears, you know what? She'd soon get the idea. Oh, well, I don't want to hurt her feelings. Oh, so we'll let her go on sinning. And we'll actually aid and abet her sinning. Well, I never pass it on or tell anybody. Yeah, but you sure do like to hear it, don't you? See, that's a problem. Not only with the person who gossips and says it, but with the people who like to hear it. Even though they may not pass it on, they enjoy that juicy piece of information. You want to have a home that is protected by the heart, then you need to deal with these things. Okay? Now, don't just agree with them here while I'm saying them. You've got to put them into action. Today I had a conversation with an individual, and I expressed to her that what she had to do was take action on the advice that was given. That simply knowing it would not be enough. And I say the same thing to you. The things that you hear, whether it's pastor says them, I say them, or one of next week's preachers that says it, if we don't take action on it, it isn't going to help us. As a matter of fact, it is going to hurt us, because we will be held accountable before God Almighty for things that we hear and know what ought to be done, but don't do them. Personal protection by right choices. Verse 7. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. Now that was David's case. And we don't have to let people that work deceit. Now you see, it goes on in that verse and it says, he that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I am just not going to allow myself to constantly be around somebody that lies. Now that's our responsibility. You say, well, they're my cousin. Doesn't matter. God doesn't give exceptions. He just simply says, I will not tarry in my sight, somebody that tells lies or worketh deceit. Deceit is the backdoor cousin of lying. It's just another form of lying. But he tells us there, he that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. I'm not going to make a good friend, somebody that's going to come over to my house, hang out at my house, who's this deceitful person. And you mark it down. If they'll deceive to you about somebody else, they'll deceive to somebody else about you.
You better believe it. Amen.
If they'll gossip to you about somebody else, mark it down, they'll gossip to somebody else about you.
That's right.
Oh, but we like to feel so privileged that they tell us that. No, they just want to have somebody to tell it to. That's all it is. That's all. It isn't you. It isn't that you or I are special that they come to us. If they can't come to us, they'll go to somebody else. And you know what I'm saying is true. See, we're only responsible for ourselves. I'm not responsible for my wife, nor she for me. A parent isn't, in one sense, is responsible for their children. I understand that. But they can't control how their child's going to think. Okay? They're not responsible for their child's thoughts. The child is responsible for their thoughts. And that's especially true when they're teenagers. Okay? Not that teenager. or close thereto, okay, that means juniors, they're responsible for how they think. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell in my house, just not going to let them be there all the time. Boy, I'll tell you, you're going to have to pray and get the strength and the grace of God to maybe tell that cousin who was always there, Henry, I've been thinking. You, and then you need to give Henry a couple examples of things that were wrong and admit you were wrong to listen to them. And if to any extent you gave a nod of agreement, admit it. Then let them know you've asked God to forgive you. But Henry, and you can take it on yourself, I'm too weak a person to be able to have that sort of thing constantly around. So until you stop that kind of talking, I just can't have you over here all the time like you've been. Okay? Now, you know, when he's done swearing at you, you can say to him, look, I didn't say you can't stop and visit some. He's just, we're not going to be able to hang out like we used to. You know how to handle it, maybe. Oh, but I just couldn't do that. No, and you can't grow either. You can't grow in grace either. And you keep wondering why you don't have the strength of God in your life. And why these problems that I've been praying on all the time, why doesn't God answer them? Because of the person you see in the mirror.
Uh-oh.
All right, I'm going to close with who we choose, verse 6. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land. That's who we're going to look at. That's who we're going to try to emulate. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. That's who I want to have with me. That's who I want to have hanging around me. That's who I want to drop in unexpectedly. The faithful. The faithful, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way. Again, perfect doesn't mean sinless, but complete, mature, in our context, godly, righteous way. Why? Why? He shall serve me. Okay? David said, these other people aren't going to serve me. They won't serve you and I either. But this kind of faithful person, this kind of godly person, they'll serve us. They'll serve us well. It'll do well. We'll benefit. We'll grow. And of course, we need to be that kind of person so that others whom we're around will benefit and will grow because of our life. All right, let's close out our service. Thank you for those of you who have been watching by live streaming. We say good night to you.